Vernon Dozier, a teacher at Belmar Academy, teaches not only health, also as a math teacher, is the varsity football coach there, and certainly is involved with young people in education, has been for 17 years. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Dozier.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
Tell me about this runaway bride and these, quote, issues that young women or young men may have as they go out into the world. And I understand as a health teacher, much of what you teach is relative to physical interaction, sex education,
as well as the emotional interaction.
Right. Well, what are these issues that this woman's talking about when she says she had to run away and get her head together?
Well, as a teacher, my job is to begin to show young people, Phil, the many very facets of life. I told the students I had that it was important to me and eventually to them that we learn to use what we learn in school positively. I can tell you that in our school, I teach a sex education class where I try to impart to the young people an honesty as well as a responsibility. And I think that that is the most important thing you can say to a young person, just to be responsible sexually as well as in every other facet of your life.
And now, there was a personal injury claim that you filed against a family in your school?
Yeah.
This the Stanton family?
That is correct, yeah. She was a student of mine. I thought she was an intelligent child. But it shows you how wrong you can be, and I felt that we had an understanding. And
now, you had an understanding with this female student of yours, right?
Yeah, I had an understanding with her, and I had an understanding with all of my students, Phil, understand, especially the kids in the health class that I teach, that when we talk about health issues and they tell me about their lives, that they can trust me. And I think one of the reasons why you have this runaway bride, she doesn't know who to turn to. And I'm not necessarily going to run to their parents and tell them everything unless it has something to do with health and safety. And
absolutely.
And then, of course, I do have to talk to the parents. But I would just say to you...
Well, let me help you with this. The you're talking to this young woman. She came to you, and she had a problem, right?
She did, Phil. She was involved with a young man. Apparently, she couldn't talk to her parents about it. I said, well, what is the problem? She said, well... We've begun to experiment, and I said, well, I need for you to be specific, Gina. I don't want you to tell me everything, but I need to understand.
Now, why did you want her to be specific?
Well, because I need to understand whether these kids today, Phil, even know what it is that they're doing can create a life. I mean, a lot of them come from these homes where there is a great deal of religious pressure.
I understand.
So I said, tell me specifically, and she got into some of these specifics. And, you know, naturally, when you're hearing something like that, you're going to get aroused. And I told her that...
When you say naturally you're going to get aroused...
Well, she went to her father and said that as she was telling me these things, and I don't know how much you want me to tell you.
Well, was it evident or something?
Yeah, that is correct, yeah. Now, I said to her father, I said, you got a bigger problem than that, pal. And I didn't say pal, I was sweet, but I really resented having...
Well, he said that he made a statement to the police saying that this was inappropriate, that you shouldn't have been talking with her.
Well, no, wait a minute. He's got a bigger problem, and I told the police, and the police backed off. And I said to this guy, Stanton, I said, now hold on just a minute. Your problem is you've got a daughter who is experimenting sexually, and I was trying to save her life. And the thanks I get from the father, of course... is he goes and makes a statement to the police.
The statement to the police was, in effect, that you were talking to his daughter about inappropriate things.
And I explained to the police that I'm the health teacher at the school.
Did the police seem to back off on that note?
I haven't heard from them. I think that they think this guy's kind of a kook. I told them that this guy's a kook. The problem, Phil, here is I'm trying to do my job. And
well, anyway, she comes to you and she says that she's afraid her and her boyfriend have begun experimenting, that they're having sex, right?
Yeah. But I needed to know what kind, because I couldn't believe a woman of her age wanted to, I guess she wanted to do those kind of things, so I got a little excited about it. But all through it all, I was a teacher.
Okay.
And I was being very professional. And I told her that it's wrong. But if it's something that I can't talk her and her boyfriend out of, then there is the alternative, which I mentioned. And I don't know, I talked to your producer, he said not to say
it. All right, well, but it had to do with... what's the word you wanted to use, Harry? Backdoor?
That is correct. Yes, sir. That's what he told me to say.
So you're advising this young girl and her boyfriend to engage in that kind of sex so that they don't, pregnancy doesn't result.
That is correct.
And I just want to be clear, and through this discussion, you said you became aroused.
It is, yeah, but it's totally natural, and it's something that, you know, it would happen to anybody. When I talked to the father, I straightened him out. I said, now, you listen to me, and you listen real good. Your daughter is going down a very bad path. The least problem you got is whether or not I get a little turned on listening to, and it's perfectly normal. I'm a normal man.
Yeah, but she's like a 15-year-old girl, right?
Mr. Henry, I've been a teacher for 17 years. Please don't tell me my business.
I understand that, but I'm you're trying to advise a young person. I don't know.
Well, that's just it. So you don't. You know your profession, but...
All right, I don't envy you. I don't envy teachers. It is a tough job, and there's no doubt in my mind that what you guys do every day, you are woefully underpaid. Let me give our phone number out here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Talking here with Vernon Dozier. Mr. Dozier is a teacher at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, and he's right now instituted a personal injury lawsuit against a family because their claims embarrassed him. Publicly, he said that they should never have made these statements, and now that his job is under review. Did you tell this girl...
Well, Phil, my job's not up for grabs. They just...
Okay, so your job is secure?
Oh, yeah. No, I am angry that this guy, the father, had the police come to my house.
Oh, so you're suing them just because they called the police?
Well, just because they called the police. Everybody in my neighborhood knows I'm a teacher. Everyone in my neighborhood knows that I teach high school. And now a black and white rolls up onto my driveway in a very relaxed and casual manner. Out come these two cops. And I'm going to tell you, I say this with the greatest of respect, but what the police do, I don't like cops. And it's a personal thing with me. I don't want to get into it. I want to say...
Look, as a high school teacher, though, you don't like police. Is that what you said?
Yeah. I don't want to get into it. I just don't like cops. And I sure don't like them rolling their car up onto my driveway. Now, what happened was, my neighbors see this. Now, I'm embarrassed. Why? Because this guy Stanton, whose daughter Gina came to me with a problem, and I tried to advise this young girl. Suddenly, I guess he's not getting a good bang for his buck, sending his daughter to a private school. So I had to straighten him out.
Were you arrested for anything, sir?
No, I wasn't arrested for anything, no. I let him know, the father, as a health teacher, I have to talk about this stuff.
All right, let me say something to you. And I just want to ask you, if I'm a father, I come to you and I said, were you talking to my daughter about sexual relations she's having with a young man? What would be your answer?
It would depend, Phil, on what I promised the girl.
So if you promised her you wouldn't say anything to the parents, then you wouldn't?
If there was no health or safety issues involved, no, I would not.
All right, well, let's say she didn't matter to her.
Then I'd say, yes, I did. I did talk to her.
All right, and were you talking to my daughter about alternative sexual practices?
Yeah, to prevent pregnancy, yes.
Uh-huh. And were you sexually aroused while you were talking to my daughter?
It is a natural thing, sir. See, now, if you're the father talking to me like this, I already know that I'm not dealing with someone who's very bright because he's asking me questions.
Well, what do you mean bright? I mean, if I'm a father and I ask you questions, I said, were you sexually aroused talking to my daughter, excuse me, about these things?
And I would enlighten you as to what it is I do for a living. Now, I don't know what you do. This guy Stanton sells insurance. Good for him. I'm sure that he is just, I'm sure it was a windfall with these recent fires. I am a teacher. And so when a guy comes up to me and starts telling me my business...
But it involves his daughter.
I understand it involves his daughter, Mr. Henry, and she's not at any risk. She's only at risk so long as she does not confide in me or another qualified adult about these things.
All right, but I'm asking the questions. You talked to my daughter, you became sexually aroused, and you advised her to engage in an alternative kind of sexual practice to avoid pregnancy.
That is correct.
I would say to you, as this man, I would say, sir, you stepped over the line.
All right, let me explain to you what I do for a living.
No, I don't want to know what you do for a living. I'm just saying, as that girl's father, I don't want you talking to my daughter like that.
You don't want me teaching your daughter things? Is that what you're saying to me? Maybe the next thing in this...
No, it's not that I don't want you to teach my daughter.
Well, the next thing, do you want me to teach her that we won World War II, or do you want me to change that too? In other words, Mr. Henry, what you're asking me is to change the facts of life. Yeah, I could have a parent come to me. I had a parent come to me last year and said, how come you teach about the Holocaust? I said, because it happened. He said, well, they aren't sure. I said, now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to get out of my classroom before I throw you through that window. That's what I said to him.
Okay, well, he's an idiot.
An idiot?
Well, are you putting me in the same category if I say I don't want you talking to my daughter like that?
I'm not calling you an idiot. I'm just saying, back way off, okay? I know what I'm doing, and I'm doing the best I can for these kids.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm sorry I took so much time. I got to get to a break. We'll get some calls, but I'm talking with Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. We started out talking about the runaway bride, but he advised a young girl talking to a kid who takes a health class from him about, alternative forms of sex. She came to him and said that her and her boyfriend were engaged in sex. And as, quote, she was talking to him, I'm just quoting him, he got aroused. But that's no big deal. That's just normal. Issues regarding men and women. He's talking with us as a high school teacher who teaches a health class. And you're talking with a parent of a young girl who came to you for advice. The parent says you spoke inappropriately to her. I don't know. I'm not a teacher.
Well, that's the point, Mr. Henry. You're not a teacher. And when he called the police, okay, and I come out, okay, and I see a black and white sitting on my driveway, okay. Now, I told you already, I don't like cops. I don't want to get into why, okay. I see a black and white on my car. Man, he's asking for it, all right.
But the concern was that you said to this girl, first of all, and the next thing is, you said you got aroused. How did she find out?
Well, that's what I tried to tell her father. I said, all right, so I got aroused. It's a perfectly normal thing. But how did she know about it? And I said, don't answer that because I already know. Maybe she is, her eyes are wandering where they shouldn't be. What do you think of that? Now he's getting angry. I said, and another thing, okay, when I advise that girl, she's afraid of getting pregnant. I said, you have to stop having sex. She said, I don't know if, Billy or whatever his name is. I don't know who this guy is. I wouldn't know him if I fell over him in an alley.
He's one of your students, right?
Apparently he is, yeah. And I said something about the back door. That's all I said.
Boy, man, why not just say in an instance like that...
Whoa, you're telling me... I told these kids and advised them the best way I can according to what it is that I know as a health teacher.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Let's go over to Jason. Jason, go ahead.
Good evening,
hold on,
Mr.
hold
Henry.
On, Jason. Let me go to Marcia. Marcia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, yes. I taught in a private school myself for 17 years.
Uh-huh.
And I do understand as a educator, we do discuss certain things with our children. And
yes.
I am a mother of three daughters.
Yes.
But I really do believe that you went a little bit over. I don't think you really took the subject at hand. Where you got aroused at the subject. If you go to a gynecologist and your gynecologist happens to be a male, every time he does an exam on a woman, he doesn't get aroused.
Well, ma'am, I would ask you, how do you know that? Well, I would ask you, how do you know that? That's the first obvious question that I would ask. I can tell you between you and I, were I in that line of work, I'd probably be walking with a limp a lot, but I'm trying to...
Okay, can we...
Yeah.
I want to make sure that this conversation doesn't devolve.
I understand, Mr. Henry.
I understand also. I'm
sorry. The lady, she's an educator, and I understand. You understand as well, don't you, ma'am?
Yes, I do, but
she understands.
When we speak to children...
Well, I understand.
Do you really understand? Do you think that maybe you didn't react, and maybe you weren't really... dealing with the situation, that it was just...
It's a good question. I think back on it, Marcia, but you know, I did the best I could. But as a teacher, thank goodness you called, because you understand. Here's the thing that happened to me, though. I got up one morning, and there's two cops coming to my front door.
I understand that, but as a parent...
I don't like cops. Man, I don't like cops. And you understand. Are you married?
Yes, I am married.
All right. Well, there's a man you're loyal to in your life, okay? There's a man that you would give your life for in your life. There's a man
who... I wouldn't give my life for anybody. And I do believe in God, but I am honest, and I am truthful, and I think, and I am an advocate for children, and I happen to care about kids.
Can I ask the question, Marcia? This is Phil Hendry. Mr. Dozier, you were wearing, and I don't know if this is applicable, but you were wearing a pair of spandex pants?
I'm a bicycle rider, yes, sir.
The pants are spandex?
Yeah, is that what you're going to tell me? That's a crime?
Well, no, but the fact is these are very tight pants that one does wear cycling. You're right.
I had just come in from a ride, and she comes in. She says, "Can I talk to you, Mr. Dozier?" I said, "Sure." Oh, so what do you people say? I want to know what it is you people are saying.
I'm sorry. May I interrupt?
If I was evident through the spandex, I am sorry. You know, sue me. You know.
Well, first
good
of all,
shot.
I think that's inappropriate wear for school.
I would, ma'am. I was going to take a shower in the gym, and I was going to change into my. I had a pair of slacks, and I had a work. I had a shirt and tie. But I had just gotten in from cycling. We have a cycling club for some of our middle schoolers. And so I sit down, and maybe I crossed my legs the wrong way, and she could, you know, use her eyes naturally.
And do you think it's appropriate for you as a health teacher to tell a 15-year-old that it's okay to have sex and to take it from the back door?
Maybe if she's
going to be sexually active, you could tell it to wear a... Have her boyfriend wear a condom?
Yeah, that was... Why not that, Vernon?
I'm thinking of both the boy and the girl, and when you're advising a young person and they are in the throes of this experimentation, I was thinking, okay, how to prevent pregnancy, and at the same time, they're both going to halfway enjoy it.
Right, how about spermicide? Could you have said, you know, to use spermicide?
Yes, I understood, Marcia, but I don't know, as a woman, whether you know what it's like for a man. You might as well ask him to put it in napalm.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sure spermicide's improved over the years, hasn't it?
What are you talking about?
Well, the last time nothing, I don't... What I'm saying is...
I will tell you that spermicide is like dipping it in napalm.
A spermicide and a condom?
Oh, well, that sounds like so much fun.
Exactly.
God.
We got to advise young people. We're not telling them...
We're trying to
educate them. We don't tell them to use the back door.
Well, I'm trying to do something
for
them.
It's like oral sex not being sex.
Well, the jury's out on that.
The jury's out on that?
Whether oral sex is sex or not. I mean, we have to... Understand.
Look at Mr. Dozier. The point here is that this is not about a kid enjoying it.
I gave her an alternative that they could both enjoy and it wouldn't result in pregnancy.
Both enjoy. But I do want to ask you, Mr. Dozier, concerning this young lady, Gina Stanton, a 15-year-old student in one of your health classes. Can you tell me exactly, you know?
Well, I wouldn't mind, Phil, but you're beginning to sound like the police officers that were sent to my home by her father. And I think I have, I think I've had to put up with enough interrogation.
I don't want to interrogate you, sir. I just want to know maybe a sequence of events.
Well, Gina came to me the morning of mid-October. It was the 16th, and I had been on, as I say, we had done our early morning cycle for life, which is a cycle club we have for the middle schoolers. And I do this along with Ms. Young, who's the health teacher for the middle schoolers, and she and I had, you know, at that period of our, you know, we had been seeing each other, and because of that, we decided, well, let's put this together. Now, Gina came in. I said, "What's wrong?" She says, "Mr. Dozier, I have a problem. Can I talk to you?" I said, "Yes." Sat down with her. She told me that she and this kid, I still don't know his name, Billy or Timmy or some, he's got to be some loser
he's in your math class, right?
Yes, he is. And she said that they had been experimenting sexually. I said, all right, now, Gina, I got to know what you mean by that, because I don't know whether you're talking about making, you know, creating an unwanted pregnancy here. So she got into some of the details, and I didn't want to, believe me, I didn't want to hear this, but I needed her to be even more graphic, and naturally, how can you help it? I got a little aroused, and I was wearing spandex. I tried to, you know.
Well, you're sitting there with your legs spread.
Right, because I had just gotten a knee replacement surgery, so I had to have my legs apart. So, in other words, you're saying I did that on purpose too. See, I can't win for losing with you.
But no, I'm trying to get the facts here. But in any event, you got aroused. So now you tell her that a great alternative form of sex is backdoor.
Yes, I did. I said, look, you can use a condom, but if you're going to do it, well, all I'm doing is getting myself in trouble. But let me just tell you this. This guy Stanton, he stepped over the line with me when he brought two cops to my house.
Well, wait a minute. You said to her what?
I said, you can use a condom, but what good would that do? I said, try this. You know, and...
Did you explain to her what you meant?
Well, I had to, because she's only, you know...
So you explained to her what that act was?
Yes, I'm a teacher. I said to her...
Did you say the phrase... Try this, you might like it?
I do not believe I would say anything like that to a two.
Well, she said to her father, that's what you said. Try this, you might like it.
I don't recall saying that, no, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Tina, go ahead, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil, thanks for taking
yes,
my call.
Ma'am. Yes,
I'm,
ma'am.
Three things, I'm just shocked. Why didn't this girl go to this Miss Young and talk to a woman about this issue?
Well, she's one of our high schoolers. Miss Young is the health teacher.
Whatever. Mr. Dozer, why didn't you, after 2 seconds of this conversation, say, oh, you know, hey, in this litigious society, I think we should have a woman present here and go get this Miss Young or another female teacher to listen to this conversation. Three, why would you ever recommend sodomy? I have no idea why.
Because it will not lead to pregnancy. That's
it doesn't matter.
To answer your question.
It doesn't matter. If she's religious, it's in the Bible. It's against your...
Well, the act they describe in the Bible is not exactly the one you and I are talking about. That's number one.
Well, sodomy is sodomy.
Not necessarily.
I don't know what the other definition for it than
Well, I guess I'd be out of line, Mr. Hendry, if I said something like, well, maybe I better not say it, but...
What?
But,
well, if I said to Tina, you know, you and I, maybe I could put a smile on your face.
That's inappropriate.
Big time.
But if
you've been a teacher for 17 years, you should know that in today's litigious society,
you should
have a female present. If after 2 seconds of this conversation, it's like, woo-hoo, red flag, there could be trouble here. I'm going to go get a woman to listen to this.
Just the mere fact that you laughed shows that you have a little bit of interest.
A little bit of interest?
Well, I said it, and you laughed. You went, ha-ha.
Ha-ha.
So you weren't exactly all that upset about it.
No, I said, wait a second. After 2 seconds, like I said, of this conversation, a red flag goes up and you go, you know, I think we need to have somebody else present in this room.
I would have done that, ma'am, but had I gotten up at that moment, it would have been all the more evident of what.
Excuse me, Gina, can you please turn your head?
I need to go grab a woman here.
I think I think it would have been completely appropriate if you would have just said to her, I think we need to go get a woman present. I really don't think this is an appropriate conversation.
And then walk out of the room with a limp.
By ourselves in this room, and you go and get somebody. Why wouldn't she go to a guidance counselor? Why wouldn't...
You're asking me a lot of questions here that you want question answers that I can't give you. Number one, I'm supposed to stand up, having just told you what I told you, and now the whole world knows it. Okay, you can't keep that thing pinned to your thigh.
All right, look, I want this to keep a little bit...
It's better
cleaner,
to continue the conversation with a 15-year-old in a room by yourself.
Are you a teacher? Are you a teacher?
I'm a mother.
Okay, here we go. This is one of these suburban activists. I'm a mother.
Jesus.
I
don't have time for you. I'm
sent
just shocked.
A cop car to my
house.
No,
maybe this.
Would you like
I don't know.
Me to stand
I don't know. If this, I don't know if this
adjust.
Girl was calculated
Did
by what she was doing.
Did you want me to fully adjust in front of her? Is that what you wanted me to do?
It doesn't make sense.
Get
why
up,
she didn't go to a woman? Why didn't this girl go to a woman to discuss this with?
Why don't you call her up and ask her? I'm telling you what I know.
And then why didn't you go get a woman to have this conversation?
Because that would have meant I would have had to get up, stick my hand down the shorts, adjust.
No, you wouldn't.
Jump a little bit up and down to get things settled.
Oh, please.
And then,
we all wear bicycle shorts.
No.
I know you wouldn't have to had to do that.
Oh, I see. You're a guy. You know all about it. You know, you're one of these women that kind of bothers
me. You
really
don't have time
for
you.
You think you know what it is to be a man. You think you know what it is to be a teacher. Did she hang up on me?
Yes, she did.
Boy, there's two things I hate. Cops and women that hang up on me.
She hung up, and she's upset because you wouldn't let the woman say what she wants to say. Let people talk. Jennifer, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm beside listening to this teacher. I can't believe that he would put a child at risk, and all he considers...
At risk? What did I do to put her at risk?
You know what? If you're not going to let me speak, that means you're afraid to hear somebody else's opinion.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. You obviously are narcissistic.
Blah, blah, blah.
Obviously,
hey, have some
impotent. For whatever reason, you can't let someone else voice their opinion. You have some kind of problem with women. That's
Jennifer,
obvious.
Is your radio turned down, Jennifer? Because you may be hearing a delay. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
I got a problem with women? Why don't you ask this little girl whether I got an impotence problem? That's number one. Number two.
Let the lady finish, okay?
Yeah, please let me finish. If you can stand to listen to someone else's opinion for 5 minutes. The first thing I'm going to say is that you had no business speaking to a 15-year-old girl about her sexual life. It didn't take, if it was 2 seconds into the conversation and you already had an erection, you have a problem. You should have gone to get someone else.
I got a problem? Holy God. You know there are women that'll pay big money for a guy like me, and I've got a problem.
Wait a minute,
we're talking about you sitting talking to a little girl now, okay? We're not talking about whether there are women who will pay top dollar for you.
That's right.
Westminster Stud Show.
No, and this is some kind of problem that you have with women. You feel like you need to prove your sexuality to a 15-year-old girl. And then when her parents get upset and call the police, which was the right thing to do, you are narcissistic and only consider how it impacts you.
Hey. I don't like cops coming to my house. Are you telling me you like cops coming to your house?
If I did something like that, I would deserve to have a cop come to my house.
Mr. Dozier, have you been incarcerated?
I would have to think he did. He was incarcerated.
I don't like cops. That's number one. Number two.
And the other question I got for you, according to Gina, the spandex pants you were wearing were well worn in the front?
I used them to ride with, yeah.
So if I understand spandex, because I used to ride bikes myself, the fiber starts coming apart.
And that's my fault, too. So she comes into my office, wants to talk to me about her sex life with Billy or Timmy or some retard she's going out with. I just get off of a bicycle, so I'm sweating like a hog. She wants to tell me all about it. I throw a couple of words of advice her way. I get naturally aroused because it's 8 o'clock in the morning, which happens to be the time of day for me.
You have some kind of sexual predator problem for a girl. You definitely are not right.
And that makes me a predator.
You definitely have some kind of sexual dysfunction. It's obvious to anyone listening that you are sexually dysfunctional.
How am I sexually dysfunctional? You know, it's only obvious to you, Jennifer. You want to know why? Because the last 4 men you were married to, you buried.
No, you're not even close.
The last 3?
Not even anywhere close.
2?
No.
Nobody will marry you.
You wish. So I think you have some kind of hostile problem.
What I'd like to do, I'd like to sit you down, have a cup of coffee, and talk to you face-to-face, because I think you'd understand.
I wouldn't even spend 5 minutes with you, Mr.
You'd understand how it feels after I spent 4.5 years at Folsom Prison. Okay, you got it out of me.
You were in Folsom.
Yes, I was.
I bet you were offending some kind of woman. I bet it was some sexual offense to a woman.
I held a woman captive for 3 days.
Thank you.
The end of those 3 days, she wanted to marry me.
What are you, all of a sudden, Mad Dog Earl?
I'd like to talk with you one-on-one after a bike ride, Jennifer.
I wouldn't even give you 2 minutes.
That's right. That was an inspiration after a bike ride. Yeah, I just thought of that.
Okay.
You're a disgusting man and you
absolutely
need psychological help.
And you know
help.
Something else? I'd like to know about any high school that hires somebody with a felony conviction that incarcerated
him
at Folsom Prison after holding a woman hostage?
Did you hear what I said? At the end of those 3 days, she wanted to marry me.
Well, what is this, swept away?
Yeah, let me tell you what. Some women...
You know, dude, I bet you got tattoos, and...
Maybe.
I bet you he got the back door. That's what I bet.
You calling me gay?
I'm telling you, you had no business telling that to a 15-year-old
girl. All right,
girl.
So number one, I hate cops. Now I got you bitching at me and you called me gay. Oh, I'd like to hold you hostage.
Did a four-year stretch at Folsom Prison for false imprisonment or kidnapping or whatever it was of a woman that you met in a bar. I mean, this sounds like two opposite sides to a personality. This, you sound like that lady in New York who, you know, the good bar lady.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You have kind of...
I met a woman, and we got a little crazy, and we went up to a motel up in Bishop. And then she came out, and she said she told the police that I held her captive, which was total baloney. Just total baloney. If that's the truth, then how come I was married to her for 3 years? See? Okay. That's why I don't like cops, because cops... forget it. You know how many cops it takes to pin you down and get cuffs on you? Have you ever tried that?
No, I haven't tried it. I don't want to try it.
It took four with me. So,
all right, hold on for a minute. Here's Mel. Mel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Well, no, I think it's, first of all, as a retired superintendent, I
Hello?
Would immediately suspend you.
Hello?
Immediately.
All right, go ahead. I can hear you now. Go ahead with your comment. What was your comment?
I said, as a retired superintendent, I've got to say that
I can't hear
your
the
actions
caller.
Are... You
can you hear
despicable.
Him?
Go right ahead, sir. You're on the air now. You weren't on the air.
They were totally despicable.
But you weren't on the air, so start all over again.
I said, as a retired superintendent, your actions were totally despicable. One, there had to be a procedure that by the school that probably
okay,
you never followed.
Mel on line
you
five,
sound
go
like
ahead.
You're a one-man operation.
Go ahead, Mel,
you,
on line five.
In addition to that, you had the audacity... to make public the name of the young lady. I mean, that's totally inappropriate.
Well, hold on for a minute.
And,
her old man
what,
went
once,
to the police
once told you
and
that
sent
she was sexually active. What
my
you should have done is to indicate that it was totally inappropriate and to suggest that she meet with the school nurse or something like that. This other business you're talking about is totally ridiculous. And if anybody listened to the transcript of this meeting, they would know that you certainly should be nowhere within 1,000 feet of any school in any country.
Are you done?
Yep.
Okay, here's my comment to that. You know, you sound like the pain in the rear end that I work for over at Belmar. Is your name Brody?
I'm listening to you.
Is your name Brody?
Don't ask the man what his name is, just your comments.
What's the difference?
All right, here's the thing.
Yep.
You're a man, I'm a man, you know how it is. If I came
what?
To you and I said, look, Mel, I'm sorry, but you know how it is. She's telling me about all this good stuff.
No, you drew it out of her. She didn't tell you. You drew it out of her.
I mean, either
she
way.
She said, I'm sexually active. At that point in time, you, as an adult, had the responsibility of saying to her, that's inappropriate at your age, and I'm going to refer you to the school nurse or some other
that's
professional
exactly what
who
we're
could,
saying to these kids
advise
that isn't working. That isn't working. I'm trying to use an approach that's going to work finally. What do you think that that's actually...
You're not working. Are you trying
to tell me that that method is working? We've got teenage pregnancy an all-time high. I'm trying to get these kids to understand.
Listen.
So I come to you as my boss, as my supervisor, and I say, Mel, look, you know how it is. She's telling me about early morning dew and all...
Come on, will you?
You would have been suspended immediately.
We got a break. We got a break.
Well, then, you know what? I hate you. Hello, I'm Vernon Dozier. I've been on the Phil Hendry Show here for the last 45 minutes. Mr. Hendry has afforded me this moment to tell you straight, yes, I was in Folsom Prison. It was a kidnapping situation, but believe me, she loved me. But the police wouldn't understand. So, well, you guys know how it is. A lot of you guys out there know what I'm talking about, a lot of you. And hold on for a minute. Where'd you learn how to play the organ, man? Where'd you learn how to play the organ? In any event, please come to our Belmar Academy Fiesta. All money goes to our new gym and swimming pool. Where'd you learn how to play that?